Hi, and welcome to an updated demo for a podcast I did a bit of a while ago on the Tile app and Tile hardware. And of course, I'm referring to the Tile tracking system, where you've got a little tag that you can put in your bag, put on your key ring, put in your wallet, etc., etc. Of course, to keep track of it via Bluetooth, if you want to actually ping it and make it play a sound near you. Or you can look up on a map, and via the Tile community, you can see where your Tile was last located. Now, you might remember in the Tile demo that I originally did, the app wasn't particularly accessible. I had to go through a little bit of loops and dances to get it working, sort of. Well, now in March 2017, there's been an absolutely brilliant update. And the update actually said to make it accessible for voiceover users. So it was a direct upgrade for voiceover users using the Tile app. So I thought I would show you what it's now like, and it's certainly worthwhile now getting it because the app is now fully accessible with voiceover. So I've kind of got my iPhone 6S in my hand, and funnily enough, I'm doing a podcast again on garbage day here in Australia, so you're probably going to hear some garbage trucks going past in the distance. Anyway, let me open up the Tile app. Hey Siri, open Tile.
Add Tile button.
Okay, so the first button that lands on is Add Tile. Now, if I flick through, this is what it's like straight away, which is absolutely fantastic. And if I flick to the right, and of course I'm using voiceover gestures here.
Settings button.
Settings.
David's iPhone nearby, Niwara Avenue, Narara, 1 minute. Actions
okay,
available.
David's iPhone nearby, 1 minute ago, because I've also got my phone acting as a Tile itself in its own right. So straight away, I can tell it's now fully accessible, because before that would have said text frame edit area for every single device. So if I flick through.
David's computer bag nearby, Niwara Avenue, Narara, 1 minute.
Okay, David's
Actions
computer
available.
Bag nearby.
Nexus 5X, last place seen, Niwara Avenue.
Nexus 5, that's my Android phone. And of course, that's also made into a Tile via the app itself. Flick to the right.
Ellen's keys nearby, Niwara Avenue, Narara, EL, 1 hour.
Now, Ellen's
Actions
keys
available.
Are nearby 1 hour ago. Now, I happen to know my wife's gone to work today, so I know it's currently not nearby, but that's the last place it was seen. Flick to the right again.
David's wallet nearby, Niwara Avenue, Narara, 1 minute.
Okay, David's wallet
Actions
nearby.
Available. David's keys nearby, Niwara Avenue, Narara, 1 minute, EL.
David's keys.
Actions selected. List. Tab, 1 of 3.
And now we're down the bottom. List is selected. Flick to the right.
Map. Tab, 2 of 3.
Map.
Notifications. 1 item. Tab, 3 of 3.
Let me just double tap on notifications.
Selected. Notifications.
And this actually
tab,
wasn't
three
accessible
of three.
Before. Touch towards the top of the screen.
Tile. Your lost item, Ellen's keys, was found 14 days ago. Seen near Niwara Avenue, Narara.
Okay, because I had to find where my wife's keys were a couple of weeks ago. And it was located via the community network, of course. Okay, so that's fantastic. So let me just go back to the main list. So
list,
down
tab,
the bottom left hand side, double tap on that.
Selected, list, tab, 1 of 3.
I'm going to flick back.
David's keys, nearby, Niwara Avenue, Narara, 1 minute.
Okay, that's David's keys. So I'm going to double tap on David's keys.
David's keys, status, fetching location, ellipsis, 1 minute, EL. David's keys, nearby, Niwara Avenue, Narara, 1 minute, EL.
Now, this was the other challenge besides the devices or the tags not reading out their individual names on that list. It was also a challenge to try and find the find button so you could actually make the Tile play a sound when you're at home. For example, trying to find your keys at home when you've got the tag on the keyring.
Selected. David's keys. David, back button.
Okay, so it says back button. If I flick to the right.
Connection status. Connected.
Okay, connection status connected, so I know it's nearby.
Tile name. David's keys.
Tile name is David's keys.
Nearby.
It's nearby.
Last time seen. No.
Last time seen. Now.
Button.
And there's an unlabeled button, but don't worry about that one.
Find. Button.
There's the find button we want to use. I'm going to keep flicking to the right.
Selected. Tips. Tab. 1 of 2.
And we've got tips. Selected.
Options. Tab. 2 of 2.
Options.
Tip description. Did you know you can double press the E on a Tile to make your phone ring, even when it's on silent?
Okay, and a tip there about double pressing the little E button on the tag twice to make it ring the device, and I'll just remind you how that works in a minute. So flip back to the left.
Options. Selected. Find. Button.
And I'm going to double tap on find.
Done. Dimmed.
And I just love that sound. So I'll grab my keys. And grab the Tile. used microphone and press the button on the trial to stop it. And I've located my tag, in this case, David's keys. So the improvement to the app has been absolutely outstanding. Number one, all the devices are now listed properly, as in their proper names when you set it up. And number two, you can definitely find the find button to locate the tile. And just finally, if I now grab my tile and my keys here and press the button in the middle, add a bit of a tactile E on it, press it twice, one, two.
Alert, you ran your phone from a tile.
So flip to the right.
Okay, button.
Double tap.
Find button.
And I'm back to the tile app. Now you can use the locate tile one if you're not actually running the app, so to speak. So if I just press the home button to come back to my home screen.
Three red emails.
And lock my
actions
phone.
Available.
And grab my keys and press the little E tactile on the tag itself on my keyring. Okay, it still rings. So if I touch my phone screen.
Tile, now you ran your phone from a tile. Wednesday, the 12th of tile. Now, press home to unlock. Button. Press home field.
Okay, and it stops. But anyway, that completes this fairly quick demo just to show you that the updated app for the tile tracking system now works beautifully with VoiceOver. I didn't go through the adding process in this one, but of course you can add all your tiles successfully. You can rename them. You can see what each individual tile is now and the individual names. And of course, you can locate the find button to find your device. And of course, vice versa, use the tag to find your iPhone, or in my case, my Nexus 5 Android phone. Anyway, that completes the demo for the moment. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.